Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, bro.
What fantastic lessons that we had this morning over faith that Charlie and Daniel did. It just happened to coincidence that mine's over faith too, but Charlie kind of tricked me on his. I thought his was over given. So it's all right. We are going to get a triple dose today. The title for my lesson, though, is Does God Really Exist? I know this sounds like a silly title for a believing Christian, but sometime in your life, I'm sure you've asked yourself this very question. Maybe after it was losing someone that was extremely close to you, maybe there was something that happened in your life or someone that was close to you. Have you ever questioned your faith? Have you ever lost your faith, or have you ever gotten weak in your faith? Maybe question yourself, are you pleasing and glorifying to God? You see, for someone that is not a Christian, it can seem really hard for them to believe in something or someone that they cannot physically see. I mean, a Christian life to the unbelieving, it looks crazy because we base our entire life on someone that we cannot physically see, and we talk to someone that we cannot see through prayer. In fact, we plan our entire life, our goals, our future, how we raise our children, the people that we hang out with, the movies we watch, the music we listen to, all our extracurricular activities. We base all of this on someone we cannot see. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perished, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom through now ye see him not, yet believe. Ye rejoice unspeakable and full of glory. You see, when Peter wrote this, Peter was one of the disciples. He knew Jesus before he died, after he died, and after he had risen. And he is writing to us as Christians on how there's going to be much praise and much glory when Jesus appears again. Because we love and believe in him, even though we have not seen him. We as Christians serve God and Jesus because we believe, and we believe because of our faith. Also, we believe because there is evidence everywhere. In fact, you are living evidence of God and his existence. So when someone asks the question, does God really exist? We need to be ready with an answer. And to start our response is, you and me are living proof. In fact, God is the one that creates life. And this comes from the moment of conception, not the moment you were born. It wasn't when your mom was 2 months old or 2 months pregnant, six months pregnant, 9 months pregnant, but the moment of conception. Our very government is always arguing over the topic of abortion and when it's okay to have one and that it's not murder. But abortion from day one is murder because it wasn't us that created life. God creates life. Because God created life from the beginning. In fact, not only does God create our lives, but God created heaven and earth in the beginning, like we read in Genesis 1:1. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And we know God did not do this alone because Jesus was with him from the beginning. Amen. We can see this in John 1:1. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we can tell from the Scriptures, when referring to the Word, that it is Jesus, because if you go down to verse 14, John 1, verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we know from the Scriptures that Jesus was with God from the beginning, and he was not some kind of plan B that some like to teach. And not only are we living proof of God's existence, but look around you. Everything that you are wearing, what you drove here, the homes you live in, everything you see is proof of God. I mean, God did not physically build your car or build your home, but God created every resource that was used to build it. In fact, he gave human the intelligence and the power to be able to build it. We did not come from monkeys or this Big Bang Theory like some like to teach our children in school and college, but we came from a much greater power. Not only did God create us, but just think, what would our purpose be if there was no Christianity? Without Christianity, this world would be worse than it is now in this pandemic that we're in, because none of us would even have a hope. Nothing to live for, no reward in the end. So why did God create us? Let's look at Isaiah chapter 43, verses 7 through 11. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7 through 11. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before he, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. We as humans were created for the glory of God. And life has meaning because we were created to bring glory to God. God gives life value, and without Christianity, there is no value in life. Every human is giving a soul, and they are given that soul at conception. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. Surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust, and dust too they return. You see, if we had no soul, there would be no purpose. We would be no different than any animal. They are born, they live a little while, and then they die. The same goes for our physical bodies on this earth. But unlike animals, you see, we have a soul. A wise man once told me that Christianity is the perfect life. And just think about it. Without it, there is no purpose, nothing to look forward to, no hope, no future. That wise man being one of our own elders, Charlie Brown, who did a fantastic lesson this morning over faith. I don't know about you, but that hope, that great reward, is what keeps me going every day. Especially in this world we live in, and everything that we go that is going on around us. Having people tell us to stay in our homes, to wear a mask if we have to go somewhere, if we have to leave the house. That hope is why I wake up every morning and go to work to provide for my family and to raise godly children. Because without it, there is no reason to live. Sometimes it seems hard to believe in this hateful world that God could let this stuff happen. But that's where our faith comes in, you see. No matter what goes on in this world, we must stay strong in the faith. Always look at the bright side and see the little things that happen in your life and know that God is with you. Like, for instance, the other night, we had some really bad storms here in Italia. I'm sure everybody had them. Some trees fell down on power lines. Some people were without power all night. Our trampoline flew about that far from wiping out my garden, about an inch. And I woke up, I walk in the kitchen, Holly's in there bawling, crying. And it wasn't because we didn't have power all night or trampoline was a little messed up. It was the fact that it stopped just inches from my garden. And she was like, that was God. God protected even our crops. You see, God is always with us, even when the bad things happen in our life. And that's why it's so important to always stay strong in the faith. Not only when everything is good, but put our faith in him when we are going through tough times as well. Now let's talk a little bit about faith and what it is. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Charlie went over this morning. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. If you notice in that verse, he says to them. That them, he's talking to Christians. This letter was written to all Christians. So what is the true meaning of faith? Daniel went over this morning too in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being yet dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of him that diligently seek him. Again we see that faith is our hope of things we have evidence of, but yet we have not seen physically. This makes me think of doubting Thomas. Look at John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. John chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, after his disciples were within, and Thomas with them, then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy fingers, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life through his name. Jesus even tells us here that Thomas, because he had seen him and believes, blessed are those that have not seen him and yet have believed. We see again we are blessed. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we know we are blessed in our faith in Christ. In Hebrews chapter 11, we've seen many examples of faith and how they are exemplified. Daniel went over a few more this morning in the scriptures, talking about the faith of Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses. And the scriptures show examples of their faith. Daniel also, he covered a few more examples of faith this morning, his lesson on the book of Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and Daniel in the lion's den. All of these people I've mentioned and the examples are all showing how godly they were and how faithful they were, even through tough times and the temptations they faced then. Let's look at James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That the trying of your faith work patience. When I hear the word faith and patience, it makes me think of the book of Job. I cannot think of a more godly man than Job. No matter how much Satan tempted him, he remained faithful. Just think of all the pain and suffering that Job went through in his life. He lost all his children. He lost his servants, his animals, his crops. And Satan even smote Job with boils all over his body. But no matter what Satan did to Job, he never lost his faith. Look at Job's reply in Job chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. Job chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And all of this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Over this last week, we hear of all these hate crimes going on, and people protesting over what this cop did to this man in Minneapolis. And everyone is destroying the town over what some cop did to someone. When look what happened here to Job. Satan took everything he had, and Job stayed strong in his faith, and he still fell down upon the ground and worshiped our Almighty God. And even with all the bad and evil things that Satan did to him, we see in verse 22, Job sinned not. And today we have people that have had nothing physically done to them, destroying cars, buildings, and towns, etc. This brings me to my closing tonight. With everything that is going on in this world, do not let it get between you and your faith, but use it only to grow stronger in your faith. And as we depart from here, also remember to be a light. We read in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." We want people to see us, and we want them to want to be like us. That's why it's important to always live a Christian life in everything that you do. So when others see you, they want to be more like you and to glorify God. As we go out this week, let's always remember that hope that we have, and that we have a purpose in this life, and that is to bring glory into God in everything we do. If maybe someone in here has not been glorifying to God, maybe you have sin in your life, maybe you would just like some prayers from the congregation, the time to come forward is now as we sing the song that has been selected.